Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 71 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 71 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 65 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 61 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 61 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 61 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 61 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 64 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 69 degrees.
KA9SRXH. New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon. KA9SXH. KA9SXH.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 71 degrees.
KEA-CB Mobile.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 75 degrees.
Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Bravo, Mobile.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Clear. 76 degrees.
KC8YVF Mobile. KC8YVF Mobile. KC8YVF Mobile. KC8YVF KE8CV. Good evening, Clayton. How's your day going? Oh, okay. A little warm, but it's okay. Yeah, I found a glider on the side of the street being tossed out. Downsize the kind where they put the fabric around the frame. So I got to cut that off and see what I can do with it. All right, then. Sounds like a fun project. Yeah, I'm just headed home here and turn around and take back off again. My granddaughter's got a soccer game tonight out at the township soccer field, so it's 6:15, so... go home and turn around and take back off again. I got your email about the MS walk. Looks like you're shy five people. That I am, and maybe more. It depends on the course. Last year they shortened the course, which means I only needed about 14, 15 people. If that's the case for this year, like I said, I'm still short. But if they go back to the normal course, then I'm about 10 people short, because that course normally takes about 20 people to man the full-size course. So haven't heard back from the MS group to which course they're going to work this year, so I'm assuming it's going to be the shorter one like they abbreviated it last year. So we'll find out. Yep, I need more bodies.
Can't you just spread the people out further to accommodate for less people?
Yeah, and that's kind of a last resort. There are certain spots on the course where we need people, so if someone has difficulty with the walk, we have people close by. We don't want to have, you know, a half mile in between people when you've got 1,500 people or so, and a lot of them are in wheelchairs or being pushed by other members like that, we like to staff the course accordingly. And even at 14, is only at the key spots. It doesn't cover the in-between spots where there's a half a mile and nobody in between. So, yeah, if I don't get the people, that's what I'll have to do, but that's not the optimum. The optimum thing to do.
I thought the people that do these walks were healthy.
Not in the case of this one. The MS Walk and in Frankenmuth get a lot of people who have MS. And we've had people with MS walk the walk in walkers or in electric wheelchairs. And there's a certain part of the course that is up a fairly steep grade that we have to rescue a fair amount of people in that condition because their wheelchair batteries die going up the hill. So that's why part of the reason I think they reduced the course length. The long course was 3.2 miles. They took about 3/4 of a mile off of that, or maybe even a little more, because of that issue. And you know, we got a lot of people that are not in the best of care as such that do that walk. So we've had people go down with exhaustion depending on the heat. We've had people, one person fell on the course, had a person have a stroke on the course. So, yeah, we need coverage in between for those instances.
Now, you think if people are going to use electric scooters and stuff to go on a track or something, you think they'd go to Jerry Riggs' website and order the off-road wheelchair that he builds, and he builds them to be affordable for people that need them. And those things will definitely go miles, and they're crazy fast.
Well, that may not always be an option for some families. So they're typically in a normal, the ones that do, there's not a lot, but there's usually a half a dozen or more that do it in electric wheelchairs, and you know, who knows what their battery conditions are if they charge them, or the battery's not in the best of shape, but they're going to go anyhow. That's not up to us to decide. It's just up to us to staff the course with communications in case something goes wrong. And then they always have a SAG vehicle running the course. That's usually a van of some sort that they can people get exhausted or and aren't able to make the course, and they have to drive them back to the pavilion to get their vehicle, their own transportation. And in some cases, we've had to have, you know, shuttle people back to get their accessible van to go get the persons whose wheelchair didn't make it. That's our job, at least, to make sure everybody gets around the course safely and don't have any issues. But yeah, hopefully I'll prompt a few more people that normally participate that forgot about it or whatever to put their names in officially. I'm missing about 3 or 4 people that normally do the walk that haven't committed yet. So this is my second beg-in email, and I'll send out about another one in about a week or so if I'm still short. I have right now more people from other counties participating than I have members of our own group.
So how's your day going?
Well, so far so good. Like I said, headed home. Work was not too bad today. It was busy, and but not too bad. So beautiful day out. I wish I could be home out doing things outside, but I see the wife was doing things. When I talked to her, she was out cleaning up the yard and picking up stuff from the winter. First good day that could do that, but we'll wait for the storms tonight. We've got a marginal chance for severe weather tonight. We have a level 2 chance for severe storms pretty much all of lower Michigan tomorrow. And now they just added Wednesday into a low-risk chance for a severe storm. So 3 days of uncertain weather, especially with the warmth that's come in here now. If we get anything that triggers this warmth, cold front coming in or something like that, we'll wait and see what we get. So we'll see what happens.
Have you put the projects on the website yet?
No, I have not. I was busy and gone all weekend long. So I may try and do a little bit with something tonight. If I get a chance after the soccer game and after dinner, and I have net duties tonight, so I'm not sure if I'll get to it tonight or not.
What time's your net tonight?
Same time as every Monday night, 9 o'clock. All right, Clayton, I'm going to go here. I just pulled into the driveway. Thanks for the ride along, for part of it at least. Like I said, I got to get in and change things up and head back out again. So have a good night. We'll talk to you later. KC8YVF.
KC8YVF, KE8CB, 73.
Good evening, 1800 hours, clear, 76 degrees.
KFA, EDQ, listening.
KFA, EDQ, KCAVOA.
KCAVOA, KFAEDQ. How are you doing today, Rick? I just couldn't help myself. I got out at HT, and I'm just chilling in the backyard, so figured I'd throw my call out. How are you doing today?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Hanging in there. You going to use your Cherry Pie to connect to West Branch tonight?
Yeah, Roger. I'm pretty sure. I think the net starts at 7, so another 20 minutes. It might be connected now. I have it on a schedule where it will connect and disconnect. So hopefully it's set up correctly. I just did that, put it on a schedule recently, and I'm pretty sure I have it right. So I do believe I'll call in. I have the All Star on the secondary channel on this HT. Over to you.
Very good. Yeah, I've been thinking of you here lately. I ran across a nice little printout for micro SD cards.
Gotcha, like a micro SD card holder you're printing out? My dog is going a little nuts because the neighbors just came out. Yeah, my All-Star, no, the one that I use regularly is actually, it came from, half of it is a Raspberry Pi 5, and the other half is a, it's from allscan.info, I think. It's a black PCB board with a couple of red of his HTs wired to it, but that thing, it's a full duplex, and so it gives me it makes it feel like I'm actually there. Back to you.
Oh, very good, very good. Those are basically intended for repeaters.
Yeah, Roger, I've got it. Hang on. Anyway, Rick, this is KFAEDQ. My dog just jumped the fence, so I got to ring her back over. So if you don't mind chatting for a minute, so I can get her back on my side, that'd be great.
Very good. KCAVOA.
KFAEDQ, yeah, I think I'm signing in the net, I'm done working today and just chilling, took the dogs for a walk and went and grabbed some groceries, so now I'm just chilling in the backyard, so what are you up to?
Well, I tried to do a little yard work today, and I did manage to do a little bit. When I say a little bit, I mean a little bit. And then I went up to Midland to help my brother with his hot water heater.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, hot water heater. I don't know if you had to sweat any copper or if you used shark bites or whatever. But how easy it was to replace. I put a new boiler in my basement. It's a tankless heater. And I had to run some copper pipe, and so it's been running for 5 years, so it's pretty good. It's got a 10-year warranty on it, but man, she puts out hot water. But all right, my friend, I guess we'll talk another time, or maybe on the net. This is KFA-EDQ. I got a 10 in my hand because I grabbed the cable while that dog was running. That was not a good idea, so... I'm going to put some Vaseline on it or some Neosporin or something. But, all right, we'll catch you on the net. This is KFA-EDQ, back to KC8BOA.
All right, KFA-EDQ, KC8BOA, we'll talk to you later. 73.
KCI says, good evening, everybody. Sounds like everybody's out and about. That's a different, so... Thought I'd chime in and say howdy, and we'll talk at you later.
Well, good evening, Jeff. And how are things down in your neck of the woods?
We've been busy. We've been outside digging the dirt and playing in the mud and draining holes and checking the fields and just lovely. Great weather. Makes it so nice to get out and just do anything, especially before the bugs show up.
Yes, on that one. I've already seen bees and stuff outside. Have you been checking soil temperatures?
Yes, I just got done doing it. I mean, fields down about six inches are, they're running anywhere from 65 to, you know, pretty close to that.
Oh, very good, very good. Yeah, as long as they keep getting some warm days and get a few more dry days, that'll help out a little bit, but it doesn't look like too many this week. So, and today is going to create a lot of storm fuel for tonight. So, yeah, I got to go find my way over there and see if I can get set up and get on Echo Link there for... at 7 o'clock for West Branch. KACI.
You got it. Yeah, you got it.
KCAVOA.
KACI, we were standing on the side. KCI, we are QSY to the repeater on Wausau. And we'll be clear.
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Bravo, Alpha, testing the repeater.
Good evening, 1900 hours, clear, 75 degrees.
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Bravo, Alpha, testing repeater.
Kilo, Echo 8, Charlie Brown, mobile.
KACB, KACB, KFA, EDQ, how are you doing today?
KFA, EDQ, KACB, alright. A little bit of a backache, but doing good.
Yeah, Roger. I hate the backaches. Where are you off to? I went and ran some groceries, went and got some groceries, and then came back, tried to participate in a net, but my all-star node was acting funny. But, yeah, I'm going to be staying up for the net tonight, I think, so. Where are you off to?
I'm off to Home Depot, see about getting a Phillips screwdriver with a 10 to 12 inch reach. I picked up a glider, a somebody's throwing away. Nothing wrong with it. It just needs to be reupholstered. But it'd be easier to reupholster it if I could take the two halves apart. I need an extra long reach driver to get it done.
Yeah, Roger. Roger, depending on what you need, I know Home Depot has the Husky brand. I don't know if you're a fan of those, but they're pretty modestly priced and look like they come in different sizes and whatnot. Do you have like a drill or anything you can use to back them out?
That's kind of the issue. Can't get to them with the drill. But yeah, I bought the slotted screwdriver Husky brand a long time ago for something. And so I'm going to go over there and hopefully they got the Phillips one of the right size and it gets the job done. But yeah, it's actually quite an interesting design glider how they did it. They put a lot of extra padding on the seat part. In the backrest, there are no springs whatsoever. It's a some type of extra strength fabric material, polyester or something, that's used in place of the S-springs. And it's actually quite comfortable to lean up against the way they did it. So, but they upholstered the chair so the seats and the cushions are all one piece, basically. It was all stapled and stitched together, so I got to replace all the fabric. So when I put it back together, I am not doing it that way. I'm going to upholster the parts that need upholster, but the cushions are going to come off.
KECB, KFA-EDQ. Yeah, it sounds like you've got quite the project. But at least you can find, you need a comfortable chair, of course. I sit in the one in the office all the time, so I actually got a nice desk chair to sit in here. Actually, it's a gaming chair. But I, you know, as it comes to projects, I started making a small shelving unit I wanted to stack my radios in, but my HF radios pretty much take up a whole desk between the tuners and the laptop and whatnot. That's pretty much a whole desk thing, so I kind of gave up on that. But no, I haven't been doing too much in the wood department lately, but all right, good luck on your project. And drive safely. This is KFA-EDQ. Are you going to be calling into the net tonight later?
If I don't forget, I usually get distracted and forget what day it is or to log in and whatnot. Sometimes I just listen. But, don't give up on that desk thing, you know. Great thing about having to build design it yourself is you can have it custom to meet your needs, which you cannot do in the store. Not only that, you build it yourself, it will last forever. Unlike the stuff you buy in the store, which is really cheap press wood with laminate and falls apart and breaks fairly easy and way too heavy. You build it yourself out of pine and it'll weigh half as much.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. Yeah, that's pretty much what I started with, but I was putting everything together with dowels, and it was starting to come out too flimsy, so I didn't like it. I didn't make the level pieces out of one wood. I was just using some scrap wood that was laying around, but what I should do is like buy some fresh lumber and start from scratch, and then plane it, sand it, and then maybe put some linseed oil or something on it, and make it look nice. But yeah, all right, my friend, it's good to hear you, and I hope you drive safely again, like I said. But We'll catch you again another time. This is KFA EDQ, and I'll be clear on your final.
Yeah, I do it all in fresh wood and everything, and then I put a real nice stain on it and then use your slack, the stuff they use for boats. That way if you ever spill your coffee, it won't damage the woodwork, and it'll last you a lifetime that way. But, yeah. So, KEACB 73, and you have a good afternoon. Hopefully catch the net.
Yeah, gotcha. 7-3. Yeah, we'll catch you on the net. I was just firing up my buddies are on Overwatch, so I'm gonna go on and play for a minute. But before the net starts, because I turn into a pumpkin at 10. So after the net, I usually go straight to bed. But all right, 7-3. KFA EDQ.
KFA EDQ KACB 73 and clear.
Good evening. 20 hours. Clear. 75 degrees.
This is KC8YVF taking pre-net check-ins for the Severo Monday Night Net. Anyone for the pre-net, call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Corvette. Dave, Bay City. I will be in and out. No traffic, 73 run.
This is KD8MMH, Mike. Carlton Township, no traffic.
This is Kilo Frank 8, Charlie Nora Henry, and Hemlock J, no traffic.
Okay, that last station, can you repeat your call again? You're quite faint into the repeater.
Kilo Frank 8, Charlie Nora Henry.
Copy that. Any other pre-net check-ins?
NANPN. Good evening. In and out. No traffic.
KKCI. Jeff in Oakley. No traffic. KDADAZ, Minnie Burke, no traffic.
Okay, everyone stand by. We'll be starting the net in about a minute. KC8YVF.
Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 75 degrees.
Attention all radio operators, please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Ron. My call sign is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, and I'll be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PL of 103.5. for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, and getting acquainted with all fellow hams and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and whether you have any traffic or communications for the net. From the pre-net, I have the following stations, KE8PCQ, in and out, KD8MMH, KF8CNH, KAKCI, and KD8PAZ. Those stations need not check in again. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from all stations that are on short time, mobile, or are in and out. Please call now. Okay, I'd like to take check-ins from any Echolink stations. Any Echolink stations, call now. Okay, we'll continue with regular check-ins. Regular check-ins for the Met. Net, call now.
Kilo, Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick and Saginaw, no traffic.
November 8, Kilo, Papa Romeo, Bob in Franklin Township, no traffic.
Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta, Quebec, Mike and Saginaw, no traffic.
This is. Dave, WAZW, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
Okay, we picked up KC8DOA, NAKPR, KF8EDQ, and W8DW. Any additional check-ins for the Monday Night Net? Call now. Okay, good evening, everyone. Welcome to tonight's Net. Hope everyone had a good week and a good weekend. A couple little preliminary things. We are under a slight or a marginal chance for severe thunderstorms later this evening. We do have some severe thunderstorms to the south and west of us. Currently heading toward Saginaw, it stays on this path and the storm holds together. It is currently in Ionia area and heading into southern Saginaw County. Looks to be it will go through northern Shiawassee County, southern Saginaw County. So just be apprised of that. We are in the marginal range, but we're also in the west part of the county is into the slight range, level two as far as severe storms. Tomorrow, pretty much all of the lower peninsula of Michigan is in the level two slight. Prediction for severe weather for tomorrow, so please stand by your weather radios, have your HTs or radios tuned in to the frequency 147240, Saginaw repeater, for any activations that might be required for tomorrow. National Weather Service has also extended a marginal range into Wednesday as well, so we could have a couple of more days of possibilities for severe weather. There is quite a bit off to our west, north and west of us through Minnesota at this point. There are several tornado warnings, severe thunderstorm warnings, and watches that are currently up in that area as well. So please be advised of that for anybody toward the north area if you're traveling in that through tomorrow. Okay, at the top of the list, we had KE8PCQ was in and out. First up on our regular check-ins is Mike, KD8MMH, standby KF8CNH. Go right ahead, Mike.
Okay, KC8YVF, this is KD8MMH. Well, good evening, Ron. Good evening, everyone on our net this evening. Hope everyone's doing well. Got a little taste of summer weather here today, up in the possibly upper 70s, I'm thinking. Didn't get the rain like we were supposed to get, which is fine because pretty much saturated as it is with all the rain we've had lately. And boy, I'm glad we're not in the predicament that some of the people up north are having, looking on Facebook, seeing some of the things going on around Sheboygan with the Sheboygan Dam and the lock system up there. And we've got extra, got all the floodgates open and extra pumps even going to keep that in check, and they're battling a fierce storm, not storm, but a flood risk up there with the dam and downstream of that going out. So that, and I see quite a bit, like in the Indian River area also, a lot of flooding going on up there, so be thankful that we're missing out on that here. Other than that, one quick announcement. This coming Wednesday, we'll have a monthly board meeting. That will be at 7 o'clock at Bigby Coffee on Bay Road, just north of Shattuck there. Be discussing some more on our 70th anniversary party coming up in August. So open to everyone. Hope to see you out there at the board meeting for the upcoming 70th anniversary party planning. Other than that, I believe that's about all I've got, and I think this will be my only go-around too, Ron. So I'll say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead. And we will see some of you on Wednesday evening. K 88MMH, back to net control, and thanks for doing the net tonight, Ron.
Thank you, Mike, for checking in tonight and for the information for the Savara board meeting coming up on Wednesday. Next up on the list was N8NTN. He was in and out. So the next station is KF8CNH. Jay, stand by K8KCI. Good evening, Jay.
Good evening, John and everybody else. I'm sitting on the back porch trying out a different portable that I was playing with the other day. I'm not sure what the signal strength is. I'm hoping that you all can hear me okay. Waiting on the rain coming this week. My biggest thing is making sure that when the ditches get full, that my pond continues to drain, because the last couple weeks it's been touch and go, trying to keep the water out of the house. So enjoying the weather and looking forward to a drier May than April looks to be. So thank you very much, and 73 to all of you.
Well, thanks, Jay, for checking in. You're coming in full strength on the hemlock repeater, and you're tickling the receive site at Rosine as well. So the HT is doing just fine. And, rain, I heard Michigan is one of only two states that is currently not in a drought condition. So we've been in a drought condition for quite some time, but we've got enough rain that we've alleviated that issue, at least for the time being. And, up north has really been getting it between the ice storms earlier this year in winter and now all the rain. I got information from up north that my favorite ride on a motorcycle through the tunnel of trees, Cross Village down to Harbor Springs, a part of the road has got washed out. So in between Good Hope and Cross Village, they have quite a section of road that got washed out. I was looking on the map, and there is a creek that runs basically through that area, and there's probably 50, 60 feet of road the way it looks on the pictures that is completely gone and down as it drains down to Lake Michigan. So not a good thing. No ETA in rebuilding the road, but it just happened within the last probably day or so. I haven't been up there in a while. But it looks like I won't be up there to ride the road in a while either, unless you take the bypass around it. There is a couple of roads that would go around it and come back out to it. But it is a fun road to ride, at least on the motorcycle. All right, next up on the list, KCI, standby KD8PAZ, and then I'll do a station break. Go right ahead, Joe.
Hey, thanks, Ron. And good afternoon, good evening to everybody. And, it was beautiful. Beautiful day out, which means lots of stuff was getting done, so pretty much it's drying out pretty good. Soil temperatures, it's at 60, so it's warming up, and we just kind of run around the fields. They're getting drier, but we'll see what happens now for the next couple of days. But today with that wind just did wonders on drying out stuff, so other than that, ordered a bunch of a pack of ham sticks for POTA. Click on and off, and all residents, so it makes it easy to tune up to it. So did that. Other than that, we went to Detroit last Saturday with the grandson and my son, and competed in the first Robot Wars, I guess you guys call them. We've seen them on TV and watched them there, but this is, they have ant weight, and it's a 1 pound limit, and then there's a beetle weight, which is a 3 pound limit. So we went down there, and there was people from all over the country. It was kind of neat. So we'll hit you up on the next one, but we'll say is he got 1 out of 3. It's like everything. Sometimes it just, it don't work. Don't know why. So other than that, back to Nick Joe, KCI.
All right, Jeff, yeah, the robot war sounds like a good time. Watching them on TV would be kind of interesting to watch in person to see how those actually are. It'd be a lot of fun. One other information for tonight, since we have thunderstorms possibly coming into the area, and I see Gratiot County just popped up on the list as into a severe thunderstorm warning for Gratiot County at the present time. Again, storms are still heading into southern, look, just head into southern Saginaw County as they come through here, so just be apprised of that. But that would be a lot of fun. Okay, KD8PAZ, Minnie, and then we'll do a station break. Go right ahead, Minnie.
Good evening, KC8YVF. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys in here. It's good to hear everyone. Not doing too much. I did trim up one of my bushes today and moved around some wind chimes and put part of the bird bath away that I wasn't using, so I did get a few things done today. So other than that, I've been enjoying the weather. Had the windows open a little ways today, but I've got them all closed now and that, so, and I feel a lot better than I was last week. So then next Monday I got to take the truck over and have that taken care of. So this is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF.
All right, Mindy. Yeah, it was a beautiful day out today. Unfortunately, I was stuck inside at work, but my wife was outside working in the yard and trying to clean up some of her flower beds and things like that from the winter. Beautiful out. She had the windows open as well to get a little fresh air through the house, and she let the cats out on the catio that we have on the back part of the house, so they were enjoying the day outside in their catio, getting some fresh air and some sunshine in that as well. This is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.
This is AEUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
All right, Tom, we got you on the list. We'll be down to you shortly. All right, next up, KC8VOA, standby at 8KPR. Good evening, Rick.
Well, good evening, Ron, and everybody on the net tonight. Ron, thank you for doing the net. Yeah, I've been watching that cell that came in the state. It is growing in intensity as it's been coming here to the northeast. My last look, it was in Clinton County, approaching Gratiot County, so it's probably in Gratiot County now, as you indicated. And being a dry day, that kind of creates storm fuel for the storms to intensify. Had it rained today, we probably would have had a lesser chance for intense storms. So keep an eye on the sky. Be aware of your surroundings and play it safe. For myself today, I did a little yard work today. When I say little yard work, basically a little yard work. I ended up going up to Midland to help my brother out with his hot water heater. It was malfunctioning. It wasn't pilot light and everything else on it, and when the main burner kicked on, the whole thing kicked out, he did everything. So, and then while I was there checking it out, checking the voltage on the thermal pile, the pilot quit. So that was interesting. So he had to order a part for it, and the parts should come in tomorrow, and well, lucky he'll have his hot water heater back up and running again. So, and with that, I'm going to say one and done tonight. Everyone take care. KC8BOA, 73.
All right, Rick, thanks for checking in tonight. And, yeah, just looking at the radar here, where there was report of an inch and a quarter down in Hastings areas of rain, and an inch and a half in Ionia County. So it's producing some heavy rain with that line of storms that's coming in right now. Depending on the delay on my radar here, I use the GR Level 3 radar software. It should be just entering into Gratiot County, southern Gratiot County, and it is still in a line to head for pretty much a central part of Saginaw County. So we'll wait and see if this develops
as the storm comes in. And quite a bit of lightning signatures are with that as well. So, like I said, make sure you disconnect your antennas and that tonight. Take anything offline with these storms for the next day or so. Next up on the list, NAKPR and standby KF8EDQ. Good evening, Bob.
Oh, good evening, Ron. This is NAKPR. Oh, not much going on here. Just, you know, I did some yard work this morning, then I had a dentist appointment in the afternoon getting an implant. I don't know if anybody's had that done before, but, yeah, you know, they did the x-ray on my head and whatnot and told me I don't have enough bone there to have one, so they have to do a bone implant. I'm like, what? Anyways, yeah, one thing to another, and you got to have so much bone there. It's in the upper part, the upper teeth, so there's it's not like your jawbone where there'd be plenty of bone down there, but the upper part, and so my sinuses have dropped, and so they have to build up the bone, and I'm like, okay, I'll have to think about that one, and that basically doubles the cost of an implant. So, yeah, we're talking big money here, but do I want to eat or not? Other than that, I had started some plants in the basement here with grow lights and stuff, tomatoes and some other stuff, some herbs, and had them under grow lights, and they were, I've had them growing since the end of February, and the tomato plants are getting pretty big, so I set them outside tonight, maybe they get a little rainwater, and maybe, I actually had them out earlier in the day, maybe get a little sunlight too, or natural light. See how that goes. Hopefully they're in pots, so hopefully the rabbits don't eat them. I got a problem with critters. Anyways, back to net and AKPR.
All right, Bob. Yeah, I know both you and Rick, it's your plant starter earlier from that. Most of the time, I just buy plants out at one of the greenhouses and get those in, and that's probably part of my problem. They're a little too fully grown when I get them. And don't have time, they mature a little bit too early. But I usually get a cheater plant for a tomato, so it does come in early. And plant green beans and some other things from seeds just when the weather turns, usually around Memorial Day or the week after, somewhere in there. And then plant those through again every few weeks to keep them going throughout the season. So haven't started them from seeds. A lot of the other things, my wife keeps saying she wants to do that, and it's never got around to it, so maybe we will get some things started here and see if those turn out better for the garden. All right, next up on the list, KF8EDQ, Mike, standby WADW. Good evening, Mike.
KCAYBF, KF8EDQ, yes, hello, Ron and the group. It was a beautiful day, absolutely gorgeous, and a little bit humid. I went for a walk with a sweatshirt on, and I was perspiring, which was, you know, haven't had a day like that in a while. All three dogs were panting while we were walking, so, you know, it was a warm one. Yeah, this last weekend, I did the usual thing. I went and walked some dogs at the shelter and kind of relaxed, and last night I went to sleep real early, and I woke up again real early, like at 3 o'clock in the morning. It was quite strange, but I had a ceiling fan on to keep me cool enough. What else can I tell you? A little bit, last Thursday we went out to Sheffield and Bay City and visited some folks with Ducky, and I am heading to Spain, not this week, but next week. So I've been planning this trip for maybe about a month or so. And it's a break from work, and I'm looking forward to it. So, yeah, other than that, it's just been work during the day. So, all right, I'll stick around for the 73 round. This is KF8EDQ, back to net control.
All right, Mike, glad you got out with the dogs today. Like I said, yeah, probably not used to the warmth all of a sudden. I know it was showing like 78 degrees when I got in the car to come home tonight. So it was rather nice as far as that. But, yeah, when you go from Saturday, I woke up to go to my granddaughter's soccer game, and we had frost on the window again. It was like 32 degrees out, and I had to get my scraper back out, scrape the window so we could get it cleared off to drive to her game. And then today it's like mid-70s, so this is April in Michigan. Yeah, you could snow one day and be 80 degrees the next, so kind of crazy stuff out. All right, next up on the list, WADW and standby NADUI. Good evening, Dave.
Okay, we're good to KC and YVF, WADW. We're okay, yeah, the weather's been pretty good. The only bad thing was Wednesday, I woke up Wednesday morning and could not stand on my one leg. My ankle was swollen, or went for 2 days that I could only crawl around the house. But we finally were on the mend, still not right yet, but we have a wrap and ice for probably 4 days, so everything's getting better. But anyway, I'm sort of looking forward to get out and do some work outside. I sort of looked out there, and we did have six 30-gallon cans out for yard waste last week, so we got those out. Probably none this week because I have not been out unless I get out tomorrow sometime and do some. But anyway, been trying to take advantage of that. We got about 2 more weeks. We'll be up camping. We got to go up and put the battery back in the trailer and got to start working on that, get it ready for that. So that's my next project. That's about it for this time around. I'll turn it back to you there, KC and YVF, WADW.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, fine on that and everything that's going on with you. Just one information. Like I said, these storms are coming in right now. They are in, one cell is in Ashley, the other is in Elsie, and they are in a track to come into Chesneen, Oakley, St. Charles on the track lines. So if Saginaw County does go into a severe thunderstorm warning, I'm going to have to suspend the net at this time. We will go into a skyborne net just for until these storms pass. So just be aware of that. If I get information comes through that we do go into a warning, just be aware of that. So next up on the list, Tom, NADUI, and then we'll take a break.
Okay, thanks, Ron. This is NADUI. Hello, everybody. Hope everyone's doing well tonight. Yeah, it's been very nice, warm weather today. My wife and I went out and got away from the treadmill, which was driving me nuts because you're walking stationary on a treadmill. I do about a mile a day, 5 days a week, 6 days a week. It's just nice to get outside and actually see some scenery go by instead of the same belt, stationary belt you walk on. So it's kind of enjoying. It's enjoying to get outside for once and enjoy the walk. So let's see. I apologize. I didn't get to check in on the first call in because I'm busy 3D printing some stuff. I'm building a battery box, 12-volt battery box for a portable battery box for like when you go camping. I'm putting a battery. And let me break real quick. And I was looking at I was going to buy some power pole panel mounts. You know, you bore a hole into a plastic panel, for instance, and you mount them in there. Well, they want between $16 and $22 for a socket. So I went online and said, well, you know, I could probably print these out, 3D print them. So sure enough, I found a nice print, and was printing some tonight, and I'm almost got them all printed out. I'm making two of them. They only take about maybe an hour a piece. And so I got one done. I fit it in the box. It's nice. And I got another one. It might be finished right now as we speak. But like I said, it's cheaper to print them if you get the printer and the filament, and I do. So it was just easier and faster and cheaper to print them out. So that's what I was doing tonight. That's why I was late getting to the first call. So. Let's see what else. I was going to go out and rake the yard, and I got rotator cuff issues from 30-some years of schlepping a camera and tripod around camera. So I was out there rigging. I got about 15 minutes of rigging, that repetition back and forth on the shoulder, and I just couldn't continue. So we contacted a professional. He's going to come over next week, and he's going to rig the yard for us. It's basically just some thatch and some twigs, and the grass is kind of matted down from the snow. So it's going to come over and detach the yard. So it could be about next week. So that's about it. All I got for now. I'll toss it back and hear what everybody else has to say. So until then, this is NAEY.
All right, Tom. Saginaw County just came under a special weather statement. I'm waiting for their webpage to refresh, but it did come up on my radar. If you heard in the repeater, it also said special weather statement. Also information from my kind of spotter down, KF8FCO reported tornado sirens had been deployed down in Wyandotte area. So we do have some active weather that is in the state right now. And like I said, I'm still waiting for the National Weather Service to update with their hazardous weather statement at this time. Stand by just for a moment, KC8YVF.
I emailed it to you, KCVUA.
I just had to get to my phone, Rick. I didn't have the phone with me. 9:25 p.m. Doppler radar tracking a strong thunderstorm over Elsie, or 12 miles northwest of Owosso, moving northeast at 40 miles an hour. The hazard is nickel-sized hail, which was radar indicated. Minor damage to outdoor objects is possible. The strong thunderstorm will be near Oakley at 9:35, Chestnut at 9:40, St. Charles at 9:45. Other locations impacted by the storm include Brant, Nelson, Swan Creek, Shiawassee National Wildlife Refuge, Garfield, Foster's, Hemlock, Fenmore, Burke, and Layton Corners. If outdoor, consider seeking shelter inside a building. So as of 9:35, Saginaw County, Northeast Shiawassee Counties through 10:30 p.m. for a special weather statement. At this time, we'll continue on with the net. Let me break. For me this weekend, it was a busy weekend. Saturday morning, like I said, I had my granddaughter's soccer game in the morning. We had to leave a little early from that. I had a National Weather Service, a MICON Skywarn coordinators meeting at 10 o'clock. That lasted for about an hour and a half. Some of the information that came out of that, Michigan tied for the third most tornadoes last year with 1974 and 76 at 33 tornadoes for the state. All of the tornadoes were in the EF0 range, so they weren't particularly strong, but we were very active in the number of tornadoes. Unlike this year so far, we have had five tornadoes in the state, primarily in the southwest part of the state, and all of those have been EF2s and 3s, so considerably stronger. The five that we have had this year the Grand Rapids and White Lakes jurisdiction have all been much stronger tornadoes so far. So it might be another active year. And as the Jacqueline from the Weather Service said, it's highly different than with the potential of these storms. The EF ratings on these are much different from what we normally get, which are zeros and ones. Other than that, Sunday, I was around the house. I've been working on some 3D printing. I still am tonight, although I'm having a build plate issue. I got a part of my build plate. I've washed it a couple of times and can't get stuff to stick to it, so I'm going to have to switch to a different build plate here. This one I've been using for pretty much solid for about a year and a half, and it's just getting wore out, I guess, even though how much I clean it, it's just getting wore out. So trying to finish up some projects. I'm printing three different birdhouses. I've got two of them done. This is the most adventurous model. This is a two-story birdhouse with a lot of decorative additions to it. I'll post it when I get it done. I'm down to the last two objects or build plates to do on this, and so it may take me at least through tonight or tomorrow to complete these, and especially if I'm having issues at the moment. With this, we'll go back. This is KC8YVF, or the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio
Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins for the net? Call now. Okay, we'll go back to the top. KF8CNH, Jay, you're up, followed by KAKCI. Good evening again, Jay.
Yeah, good evening. I'm going to keep this relatively short because the lightning is impressive out here. Don't see anything right now that's spot the ground. Folks are staying up in the air, but the static is crazy, so I'm going to go inside.
Good idea. And Jeff, I'll give you one chance to get in and get out of here to get your stuff offline, because it is showing to be right in your area if you're still there. KAKCI, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm still here, and I'm going to go inside and disconnect. I'll leave my portable on.
Okay, Jeff, yeah, like I said, it's showing lightning strikes all around the Oakley area, so we'll let you get in. Rick was out. We're going to go to NAKPR, Bob, and then stand by KF8EDQ. Good evening again, Bob.
This is NAKPR. Yeah, I was chasing some pollen tonight. And anyways, I just got the volume turned off on AHF rig and 20 meters here. And yeah, you can see the lightning strikes. when it's quiet, it's like at a S2 noise level, and the lightning strikes put it about 10 over. You know, and needle jumps way up there. So yeah, there's some EMF in the air. So everybody, make sure you unplug your stuff tonight, just in case it gets closer than what it is right now. Other than that, not a whole lot to add. And thanks for doing that, Ron. And we'll talk to everybody down the log sometime. Back in control, this is NAKPR.
All right, Bob, thanks for checking in with us tonight. KF8EDQ, Mike, you're up next, followed by W8DW. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, roger that, Ron. KCYVF, KFAEDQ. Yeah, I was talking to Rick earlier. I got this, long story short, I got this new shirt. I ordered a new shirt. I thought it was clever. And my dog jumped the fence, and I was leaning over the fence to pick her up back over it, and the shirt caught on the fence and tore. Oh, man, it's just one of those days. You can tell it's a Monday. Other than that, it was, I'll just say it again. The weather was absolutely beautiful today, and we really enjoyed our walk. We only ran into maybe one other dog while we were out there, so it wasn't too crazy. It was quite enjoyable. Cassidy's learning how to walk on a leash properly. So, all right, from Ducky Neal, Cassidy, and KF8EDQ73, and God bless everybody. Back to net control.
All right, Mike. Well, sorry about your shirt. Yeah, I've done that before. mess it up that way, either tore it or spilt something on it that basically didn't come out of it and ruined it that way, too. So that's the way it goes sometimes. W8DW, Dave, you're up next, followed by NADUI. Go right ahead, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Rob. I don't have a whole lot more. Just a reminder, the Michigan Fusil Party is this weekend, and hopefully I can get my shack back together and are in shape to do that. Dave and I, DRL and myself, will be running tomorrow to Malty. He'll be running sideband, I'll be running CW, so we'll both of us be looking for contacts from Saginaw County. So that's it all. Everyone have a good one. Back to you there, Ron. KC8YVS, WDW.
All right, Dave, yeah. Seems like you've always got your shack torn apart, so me, I don't move it. It stays where it's at. I don't move a radio. It just works. Another thing just popped up. Westbound I-69 is shut down in Genesee County, West Bristol Road. All traffic's being diverted. They have 18-wheelers that are stuck in a narrow construction road. MDOT's currently working on a solution involved complete temporary closure of 69. So all sorts of things are happening here. All right, last up on the list, NADUI. Go right ahead, Tom.
Okay, Ron, thanks very much. This is NADUI. Not much else. I just downloaded the NCFKP software for the Mission Miskiso party, so I'll be operating here in my basement this weekend. I'll have to go to the store and get some snacks. I love Cheez-Its. Cheez-Its don't like me, but it's a special occasion, so I'm going to get some Cheez-Its and maybe some cashews and munch on throughout the contest. So I'll enjoy the it's a 12-hour contest, so I'll make sure I'm all stocked up on some snacks and some drink. That's about it for me on this end. I'll get out of it because the weather's changing. I don't want to occupy the repeater more than I have to. So anytime there, I'll see some of you this week, this Wednesday at the board meeting too. I'll be there for that too. So anyways, I'm going to say good night to everybody. Have a good week. This is NADUI.
Thanks, Tom, for joining us tonight. And yeah, I'm registered to do the QSO party too. I don't know how much time I get. I think I spent a couple of hours last year, was about it. So if it's pouring rain outside, I'll probably get a chance to do a little bit more. If the weather clears, then wife will probably have me doing other things. So I never get a lot of HF time. All right, this is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. Are there any closing comments or other announcements for the net?
KD8DAZ 73, Ron. You jumped over me, but that's all right. I was just sitting here waiting for you. Anyway, everybody have a good week. Talk to everybody next week. KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF.
Sorry about that, Minnie. I was trying to get everybody through here before the storms came through. And, yeah, Rick was in and out, and that's what I've seen and skipped over went to Bob. So sorry about that. Thanks for the comments. Stay safe out there, 73. We'll talk to you again next week. Any other comments for the net? Okay, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 12 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Ron, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. This net is now closed, returning the frequency back to normal amateur use. Everybody gets their radios offline here, and have a safe night. Hope everything goes well for everyone. This is KC8YVS, and I am clear.
Updated weather.
I believe we just went under a severe thunderstorm warning. KC8VUH.
Roger that. I'm checking here as it is. Stand by. You are correct. All Skywarn spotters stay on the air. Skywarn spotters stay on the air. Saginaw County has gone under severe thunderstorm warnings. Severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for Southern Bay County and Saginaw County until 10:45 p.m. at 9:40 Eastern Daylight Time. A severe thunderstorm was located near Chesneen, moving northeast at 40 miles an hour. A hazard, quarter-size hail, which was radar indicated. Damage to vehicles is expected. The severe thunderstorm will be near St. Charles around 9:45, Saginaw and Bridgeport at 9:50. Birch Run, 9:55, Frankenmuth around 10 p.m. Other locations included in this is Nelson, Carlton, Garfield, Arthur, Burke, Buena Vista Township, Garrett, Layton Corners, and Indiantown. For your protection, move to an inner room of the lowest floor on the building. Repeating, Saginaw County is under a severe thunderstorm warning until 10:45. All Skywarn stations stand by at this point. We will be in condition yellow. Only check-ins, we'll stand by on the check-ins, report any damage, I'll stay on the air. If we have any damage reports that these storms move through, you can go ahead and call it in at that point. This is KC8YVF for Saginaw County Skywarn. Dave, if you want to stay on air, are you still there, WADW?
I can't get out of my room.
Okay, Dave, right now you're really not copyable, not copyable at this point. I'll stay on the air at this point for all station. KC8YVF, standing by. This is KC8YVF, Saginaw County Skywarn, repeating Saginaw County is under severe thunderstorm warning until 10:45 p.m. This is for Southeast Bay County and Saginaw County till 10:45. Located near Chesney, moving northeast at 40 miles an hour. Main hazard with quarter-size hail, which was radar indicated. Severe thunderstorm will be near St. Charles around 9:45. Saginaw Bridgeport around 9:50. Birch Run 9:55. Frankenmuth 10 p.m. Other locations include Brant, Nelson, Carrollton, Garfield, Arthur, Burt, Buena Vista Township, Garrow, Layton Corners, and Indiantown. Repeating, Saginaw County is under severe thunderstorm warning till 10:45 p.m. KC8YVF.
Severe thunderstorm warning. Special weather statement. Good evening, 22 hours. Rain, 66 degrees. Severe thunderstorm warning. Special weather statement. Severe thunderstorm warning. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good evening, 23 hours. Rain, 66 degrees. Updated weather. Severe thunderstorm watch.
This is KC5VF for Saginaw County Skywarn. Spotter, stand by. This is Saginaw County Skywarn. We have a severe thunderstorm watch. Severe thunderstorm watch. Updated from the NWS Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma for this one. Severe Thunderstorm Watch 107 is in effect from now until 5 a.m. for the following counties, which covers basically everything in mid-Michigan, Aranac Bay, Benzene, Clare, Crawford, Genesee, Gladwin, Grand Traverse, Gratiot, Huron, Isabella, Okaska, Lake, Lapeer, Manistee, Mason, McCalla, Mustafa, Midland, Mount Tom, Muskegon, Newaygo, Oceana, Ogama, Roscommon, Saginaw, Saddleback, Shiawassee, St. Clair, Tuscola, and Wexford. Again, severe thunderstorm watch until 5 a.m. Tomorrow, Tuesday. This is KC5VF, Saginaw County Skywarn.
Severe thunderstorm watch. Severe thunderstorm watch.